You have Garrett's number?
I do.
Yeah.
Is it Garrett Hendricks? Is that his last name?
Yep.
Oh, I don't have his number, though.
Call his number. Yeah, definitely call him.
John?
No, I hear him now.
Give me a check, check. One,
hello? Two. Now I work. Wait, she.
You just redid the board? Okay.
Yeah. Right from the top, I guess. I'll start the music. All right.
Can you
by.
shut the booth door?
And reset the teleprompter?
Sorry. Who's going to be next? Teleprompter reset. All right.
You got the
music? One, two, three, four. Tonight we review shocking video of a bigoted lawyer's unfortunate, borderline criminal, racist rant against a Spanish-speaking people whom he attacked and assaulted verbally in a restaurant. Because we bring you this shocking story, tonight's broadcast may be triggering to most viewers, and parental discretion is advised. On the somewhat lighter side, the dubiously tragic story of an allegedly innocent, happy white couple allegedly vacationing in Mexico planning their big upcoming wedding. They claim they were kidnapped at gunpoint, brutally beaten, held for ransom, and nearly raped by, guess who? Mexicans. Is the entire country of Mexico becoming a dangerous no-go zone for U.S. tourists? Or is somebody making a mountain out of a molehill? Enterprising locals found a way to make a little money off the tourist economy. Thought you liked capitalism. Also tonight, captured on video, a school bus driver taunting an autistic girl. We expect more from our school bus drivers. Crime Report asks, why would we? Those stories and more coming up on Crime Report.
And then, that's live, right? Very good.
So that's what we learned, is we should do a practice read from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true. Comes a show that gives you a reason to live, and we dedicate tonight's show to Anthony Cumia, the legend and master of radio comedy on this Ramadan, because he's made of bacon. Hello, Ryan Katz-Rivera.
Hello again.
So, how's everything?
Now it's going good.
Audible? Good.
Now it's audible, yes.
A 26-year-old man in Texas arrested for having a fling with an 18-year-old woman, maybe a victim of circumstance. Showing that what you don't know can hurt you. Middle school teacher Justin Washington. I can hear you guys. Justin Washington facing felony charges for having sex with. No, don't turn that down. That's fine. I need to hear him. I just don't want to. I just want to. Yeah. Thank you, Bob Dylan. What's this guy's name? Justin Washington. Yes. Facing felony charges for having sex with an 18-year-old woman. The two became sexually involved last fall when the student was 18 and had sex on at least four occasions in his apartment and in motels. Hot sheets.
Hot sheets.
Beginning in September. What Washington didn't know at the time, he says, is that she was enrolled as a high school student at another school in the district. That's right. He wasn't even aware. As the Houston Chronicle reports, teachers are legally prohibited from having relations with students. Apparently, any students, anywhere. Police became involved when the 18-year-old woman spoke to a teacher at her high school claiming Washington raped her. The student says, quote, I wanted to be loved, and I don't know why, but I wanted it from him, the victim said. He acted like he wanted to be there for me. That's what people do when they want to fuck you. I wanted it, I think, is the key line in that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, how did you get raped?
Operative.
I wanted it. That should be all bold and italicized and underlined. In fact, it is right here on my script. That's so I would know to yell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, she's not a student at his school. He's a middle school teacher. He just hooked up with some 18-year-old woman, did some drugs, had some sex. She also accused Washington of giving her an STD. She says that she was a virgin before they met. Well, who wasn't, you know? You're always a... but an STD. Now, the STD, I don't know what STD this is. It could be one of many things.
Probably HPV.
Probably HPV.
Yeah.
HPV, of course, symptomless.
If you watch this, you have it.
Yeah.
Everybody's have it.
If you're watching this right now, you have HPV. And it's you probably don't know if you have HPV. There's usually no symptoms. You know, it could be warts, but that's the non. I learned a lot about this through my own experiences. That's the known the one. If you see warts, that if you can see it, that means it's not the high risk kind, not the cancer kind.
And that's a troubling decision. If you were, you know, given the decision, would you want the one that can give the chick cervical cancer, or the one that gets you warts? It's like, I'll probably take the cervical cancer one.
Yeah, I probably,
because I don't have a cervix. So
yeah. Because the warts are as painful. They're as hard to get rid of as cancer, practically. Sometimes they can be. And I feel the same way about HPV, the high risk kind or whatever, as I do about white privilege. If I don't know I've got it, I can't see it, and I don't feel it, then I don't have it.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Off a dick, off a mind.
That's right.
That's right.
And you can deal with it. So I think that's probably why she decided this was a rape. Is that she's like, oh, an STD? Well, guess what? But that guy right there, middle school teacher, I'm sure he's a fine educator. But in Texas.
It's a life lesson he's imparted.
That guy's name is, I said it before, didn't I? Anybody remember? Nope.
PGA star?
No, he's not a PGA star. He's a he's an educator. That's not the PGA star, is it?
No,
surely
no,
not.
It's not.
All right, fine.
That guy only plays one hole and he infects it. Hey, that's technically a joke, kind of.
Apparently, he plays more than one hole.
Yeah, there you go.
She she only had she's got a hole in one there. Or only he played a few holes before that.
Four.
Four. How many? Four. okay, so a pro golfer and PGA star was the victim of a violent assault, and his wife has been arrested in the attack. Police arrested Lucas Glover's wife, Krista, on battery charges at the couple's rented home in Ponte Verde, Florida. Florida. Police arrested Lucas Glover's wife, Krista, on battery charges because they say she forcefully attacked the golfer after his performance on the links wasn't up to par, or wasn't down to par. Isn't that the way I go? Par is like you want to be below par, right? So it was above par. Too much above par. He didn't win. And the 36-year-old cunt called the 2009 U.S. Open winner a loser and pussy during the assault, which occurred in the presence of his mother and his children. The 36-year-old is accused of causing bodily harm when she forcefully attacked him. And when officers arrived at the scene, Lucas told them that, according to authorities, yeah, that happens when he plays a bad round of golf. She also says things like he needs to fire everyone, and he'd better win or her and the kids will leave him, and he'd never see his kids again. Well, that's pressure. That can't help. That can't help you be the ball. This is a horrible woman. Look at her. You can tell too by the look on her face. I mean, that's just a terrible, terrible person. She's got a 9 head. First of all, that's at least a 7.5 head, and she looks like the Catwoman. You know, you're that woman who got all that surgery. She's bankrupt now, by the way. Also in the booth over here, I think his name is. I honestly don't. What is it? Drew. Hey, Drew. How are you?
Fuck you, dude.
You have no reason to say that. You don't remember my name either.
I have to
turn the mic on next time. How about that, Mr. Manager of the booth? What do you think? Whatever we were talking about.
She looks like she's done a lot of drugs. That's what I'm getting from this picture. She likes drugs. Yeah.
Like a cocaine person?
Yeah, she looks like a cocaine. Not so, like, I'm sure she does pills because who doesn't, you know? But, like, you look at those eyes, you know? She's, like, likes drugs.
You know, Fuzzy Zeller never would have put up with this shit. Remember Fuzzy Zeller? He'd fucking bust a beer can against her head, you know what I mean? Just squash it. There's plenty of head to do that with, too. That is a... look at that. Ugh. Boy, oh boy. You're a loser and a pussy, you 2009 U.S. Open winner.
We got some of the 911 call.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Can't hear it.
No, I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, bro. Okay. Well, we still have deputies that are coming out there just to make sure that everything is okay there. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
No, you cannot. She is in the house with my daughter, and when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me, because these other two are out of their head at the moment.
Okay, sir, but she dialed 911, so I need to speak with her so I can find out what's coming, what's happening from her side.
Well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I answered her phone. She's telling lies, and none of it's true.
You want to hear it from her side? Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hey, what the hell is that? You want to hear it from her side? What side? She's a goddamn fucking attacker.
Yeah.
That might, she might as well be a home invader. They say, like, hold on, put the guy who's breaking into your home on the line.
Yeah, that is odd. Well, that's the world we live in.
You say you were raped? Oh, okay. Put the rapist on the line, the alleged rapist.
Did you do it?
Come on. Did you want it?
Mm-hmm. He's saying no.
Now, when he says that you did want it.
Right.
What is the deal?
What's up with that?
I don't know. You should do your regular Seinfeld voice.
Either you wanted the rape or you didn't want the rape, but you have to be honest with the 911 caller.
Yeah, yeah, the operator. Yeah, of course, yeah.
That is the meaning of truth. If the attacker admits to doing
it. This kind of ruins the illusion when we can see you doing it.
Yes, that's been mentioned before.
Yeah.
That's been, you know.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld is on the line. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
How are you? Thanks for calling in. You were just watching the story at home?
Yes. By the way, this is my new show.
Oh, great.
This is my hometown show.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
It's right up the block from me, so I'll be appearing and talking on the show for quite some time.
Okay, great. Anytime.
May I pop in as if I've already invited myself in?
Yeah. That's fine. Look, you're Jerry Seinfeld. If it's showbiz, you can go there.
Okay. Well, this is the regular, yet again, Jerry Seinfeld voice. Not the over-the-top voice,
no,
which everybody does. But here's a little bit of that for those people. Nice talking to you, Pat.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I've recognized that one, Jerry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You've toned it down in real life. Yeah.
Yeah. That one brings it around to the everyday person that knows me for the high-pitched voice.
Yeah, right. By the way, a big hit on the live podcast, which I was about to release. You drive by the New York City Crime Report live at West Side Comedy Club, and that live podcast coming out this week at crimereport.nyc. Yeah, and your joke, you actually raised it up to that pitch for the punchline, which is a smart move.
That's right.
So what do you think of this PGA case, this woman beating this golfer? It's something else. And why did they even ask to hear her side of the story?
Well, I think it's fair to hear her side of the story. Yet again, that's the litmus test for if she's guilty of doing it or not. So they need her opinion on it. And he's taking, you know, golf outings and taking a swing. Now it's her time to take a swing. It's a punchline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, thank you, Jerry Seinfeld. I appreciate that. We can move on. Is there any more to that call, by the way, Ryan Katz-Rivera?
There's a lot more, but that's pretty much the meat and bones.
You knew I would notice that.
Yeah,
Well, the father of a 5-year-old girl and his wife been arrested on charges including suspicion of child neglect after the body of their daughter was found in a Sacramento storage unit. Look at a satanic-looking motherfucker right there. My God. Anybody like that, man, that is not somebody who's supposed to have kids.
Me amo Satan. That's what he says. He loves Satan.
For reals. Yeah. Tyler and Avriana Anderson, his last name's Andersono, arrested in Reno. Tyler is accused of also causing substantial bodily harm, which is why you want to put her in a storage unit, I'm sure. Police believe the kid died at the couple's Reno apartment within the last 2 weeks. And the Andersons rented a vehicle to take her body to Sacramento. Didn't even own a car to transport the body to Sacramento in. An autopsy will determine the exact cause of her death. You need a certain amount of resources, I guess, if you're going to, murder your kid.
Yeah, you can Uber.
You can Uber, but that's uncomfortable.
For her?
Yeah.
She's not with us any longer. Oh, no, she was alive at the time.
No, she was dead.
Oh, right.
No, her comfort isn't what I was talking about.
Okay.
She's...
Fair enough.
Her days of comfort are permanent now. Yeah. She's in permanent comfort. That's why I call death permanent comfort. It's just a sad story as far as she goes, and as far as the arrest goes, I guess that's a happy story. So I guess we put this story right in the middle.
Yeah, this is a neutral story.
Yeah, a man in England was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of murdering his girlfriend, dismembering her body, and admitting to police he made a necklace out of her teeth. Oh my goodness, there's another one. Yeah, that guy had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he must be in a band.
Let's start with a face tattoo and say whatever it is, he's guilty.
Yeah, that would work for me. Yeah, I mean, like, really, the hair also, like, I don't know if that's something it naturally does when you don't wash it for a period of time, but it's that guy. He looks like Lou Albano, the college years.
Lou Albano. Why does that sound very familiar?
Because he's very, very famous.
Gotcha. What, do you know my name?
Why does that sound familiar? That's Devon and Cornwall police. That's right, Devon and Cornwall police. They said in a news release that Dean Lowe, who was 33, was convicted last week of killing his girlfriend. He killed 32-year-old Kirby Noden. Kirby Noden?
I can think of a pun, but I don't think you want to hear it.
How about this? Why don't you, instead of doing a pun, why don't you sing me a version of Candle in the Wind that's about Kirby Noden?
I wish I knew that song.
What?
Yeah. I know Dust
There's
in the Wind.
There's so many blind spots.
All we are candles in the wind.
That's not it. That's not it. No, it's...
Oh, damn it.
Goodbye, Kirby. No, to Kirby Noden. You were somebody that we never heard of.
Who did that?
Elton John.
Oh, gotcha. I'm not a big fan. So,
In May 2017, authorities... by the way, the 33-year-old lived with the evidence of the murder for months. That means the body. And told family and friends that Noden had left him for another man. God. Left me for her maker. And, authorities were contacted by concerned members of Lowe's family after they received messages from him on social media. They were concerned after... he told them there had been a body on the floor, which he had cut up and put into bins. Concerning. I'm getting set up or I've murdered Kirby. Either way, your daughter's dead. I had a blackout, hazy memory, woke up with a body on the floor. I am scared, so I just got rid, he wrote to a cousin. I just got rid.
That's English.
Yeah.
So I just got rid.
I just got rid.
Yeah. It's face tattoo English.
At yours. She was at mine.
Yeah, she was at mine. My flat.
Yeah. What's happening? Oh, my God. There's the guy we can't afford anymore. John Cereno.
John Cereno.
That never has happened once when Garrett was here. You know what I mean?
It's not Peter's fault.
Like, if you were to put Peter and Garrett next to one another, you go, which one's competent, you know? You might pick Peter.
Peter rules.
He has a competent look.
That's absolutely true. That's why you put it on Drew.
Did he put it on Drew?
I put it on Drew.
Yeah.
Watch your dick.
Sorry.
Yeah, my dick.
Yeah. Put my dick on Drew's shoulder.
This is the news, okay?
Very true.
We're trying to do a show.
I'm sorry. I know, dude.
Just please, speak when spoken to, not when spoken about. New rule.
Taken.
All right. No, you're... Okay. So he wrote this to a cousin, according to Sky News. I put the body in the bins on the road. I remember the binman finding all the meat. Finding all the meat. Meat, he calls it. Not by... Meat.
It's odd.
Meat. By binman, he means rats. That's what he calls the rats. Binman. They finding all the meat. Didn't know what it was. Wow. He really did cut her up. Beyond recognition. Carpet was lifted because of the body matter. We've had to do a lot of renovations here, people. Investigators searched Lowe's home. They found blood spattered on the walls. He got rid of the carpet. He didn't wipe the walls down. Metal pole and rock used to kill Noden. Metal pole and rock used to kill Noden. In addition to stains on a mattress, the 33-year-old continued to sleep on. You don't know where that blood came from. Now, how did he kill with a pole and a rock? Is that like a rock on a rope at the end of a pole and a swing, like a mace?
You could do that. That seems a little too crafty. It's probably like taking turns.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Like thunk.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Like he hit her with the thunk. Yeah. And then when once she was down, he has the rock. If I could pound her head with,
yeah,
like a caveman.
Yeah.
Which he looks like a caveman, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks very much like what I imagine a caveman to look like.
Yep. I mean, it's not for morbid reasons, but I am interested to see what his girlfriend looks like.
Kirby Noden?
Yeah, before, obviously.
Before she was unrecognizable meat, yeah, in the bin.
That's got to be awful to hear your daughter being talked about like as meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. This guy's a piece of shit.
Well, that's probably why he is...
Sorry to editorialize, by the way.
Well, I mean, we try not to do that.
Yes, I know.
You try to keep it straight up, just the facts. But I think that we could factually say he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's sentenced to life in prison. I think that'd be a death penalty thing here in a lot of states, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, look at it. He's like a real dopey Manson. You know what I mean? Like, he's got those, like, sleepy eyes.
He looks like a member of In Flames, which is a rock band from Sweden, and they rule.
It sounds like a gay L.A. band.
No. In Flames. Yeah.
We built this city on anal.
Cock and balls.
Cock and balls.
Yeah. Yes.
This is such a hit. This is a hit show.
We got a picture of his band.
Let's see.
It's In Flames, and it's Norwegian or Swedish or Netherlands.
Why say you have a picture?
I'm pontificating.
Ah. That's that he looks like a member of that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Chris Laker plays in the band too back there. Hey, Pat.
Are you guys ready for some rock and roll?
You remember remember when Laker would come on the show?
Yeah.
Won't do it anymore.
Nah, no.
Won't appear. You know why?
Fritzen.
Yeah, Fritzen now too. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to because I saw a swastika somewhere on a Twitter page.
God.
And what's his name? Laker won't come because of, I think that's because of Kale.
Because
Kale was on here once.
Yeah.
This is a nice relaxed pose for the news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nice. You know, there's a clip that we have. We didn't want to put it on YouTube.
What's that?
It's a little too salacious for YouTube. It's like, hey, looks like clickbait. But I had a clip of when you had to kick off Kale off the show.
Oh, all right. Can we look at that?
We can get that for a little later, yeah.
Why don't we look at it? Oh, for a little later. I'm sorry. So what are we doing now?
We have the Crime Report Simulator for this story. Because did you get to the detail where he made a necklace out of her teeth?
He made a necklace out of her teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, now what?
Now Crime Report Simulator.
Crime Report Simulator. Simulation. This is where we have a machine here that will actually, although we don't have footage of this, obviously, it will basically reproduce what this might have looked like based on the information that we have. And the simulator, we feed that information in, and it pumps out a simulation of what we're talking about. This would be the teeth necklace. This what just happened.
Crime Report Simulator.
I made a necklace for you.
Oh my, it's lovely.
How do you like wearing your own teeth, bitch?
Thank you for the necklace. And for dismembering me. Crime Report Simulator.
It's chilling, isn't it?
It is a very chilling story, Pat.
Yes, it is, Mr. Simulator. Ryan, you know, you feed that stuff in there, and it just pumps out something that's, like, true to life.
Yeah, it's as accurate as it could be. I mean, we're dealing with it's MS-DOS.
Oh, right. But,
I thought that was actual footage.
It's confusing because it's so on the nose.
No, it's a simulation.
It's strictly
simulation. I did a lengthy setup on that.
High def.
It says, yeah, you must have eaten, slept, watched TV. This is what the judge said. And, of course, the judge, during his sentencing, that he showed the opposite of remorse. Constantly lying. You must have eaten, slept, watched TV, taken your drugs next to her corpse for several days with two bull terriers in the same room. Justice May said. You cut up what remained, wrapped some in the carpet, took the rest in rucksacks to the bins. Well, that's what the judge sounds like. He's take that. Okay, so. That's all the script now that I have.
We got shocking video now, and then we take a little break.
Let's take a little break after we watch some shocking video. Ah, yes, Mount Olympus, home of the gods, a.k.a. a food court. What can you tell me about this story, Ryan Cacciavera? It's a brawl.
This is just a brawl that's been going down. Look, a guy holds up his pants.
Live footage.
Goes over, punches a guy.
That guy's terrible at hitting people with chairs.
Look at this chair action. Bonk.
Ow.
Right?
It's
look
a plastic
at this Asian
chair.
Guy coming in, knocks him out, lays on the floor. His dad just ignores it.
His dad and, ignores it?
Yeah.
You know why? He's wearing a Batman shirt. Like, fuck that kid.
His dad's been ignoring him forever.
All right. Well, so anything about that at all? That was quite a brawl.
Yeah.
I could watch that all night. There's so much going on.
Well, we'll actually, I'll have the details for that when we get to the video section of that. There's a different angle of it. That's actually pretty
which
good.
Shows, what, is it from like the grassy knoll?
Yeah, that's kind of like the teaser.
Oh.
This is more
that's just a teaser, guys.
Yeah. And so do you want to...
If you were less than shocked, that's why. It was just a tease of a shock. Joining me to watch these videos is Kevin Downey Jr.
Yeah, we will bring him on right after this...
No, he's coming on right now. Kevin Downey Jr. to watch these videos. God damn it. Kevin, have a seat, Kevin.
The videos aren't coming yet. But
please?
He can sit there, yeah.
Oh, no. Did you see that? Yeah, it was something else, wasn't it? Yeah. Come on out. Hey, please, have a seat. Talk about videos. Is that okay? Just to talk about videos,
yeah,
for Christ's
sake. Yeah.
Show the shocking videos. Right. Is that the only shocking video we were going to watch?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then fine.
And then we're going to go to...
Sorry, Kevin.
It
looks like I was wrong. Kevin.
We had a field reporter cover the tornado, you know, just a couple hours away.
Remember the tornado?
Yes.
It was a couple of hours away.
His name is Braden Mascara, and he did
Braden Mascara.
Yeah.
We now go to Braden Mascara.
It's our official...
For a report on a tornado that happened a few days ago. This is great. I love it. I love how this is going.
This past Tuesday started out as a normal day for the residents of the Newburgh area when suddenly they were met by ferocious winds, heavy rain, and even a tornado. The Crime Report Weather Report Doppler 9 radar picked up the movement of this stunning storm as it hit the area. This footage shows intense winds and bursts of rain, but it was taken miles away from where it hit the hardest. Closer to the devastation is a video taken on Liberty Street in Newburgh, showing a frantic resident, Luis Martinez, running and shrieking uncontrollably. He captures a startling glimpse of the destruction when a huge thing falls from a building and lands into the street.
Oh, shit! Oh!
At the end of the video, he realizes he's safe and exclaims in Spanish, which our Crime Report translation team have now decoded. Oh, Holy Mary, bless you, Lord. Where is the pants store? Are they closed? I need pants. The ones that I have on now are filled with shit. It's streaming into my shoes. I shit myself bad. I might have to roll around in a large puddle. Oh, Holy Mary, why did you pick today? Why? I have to pick up my kids, all covered in shit like this? Shit is covering my entire lower body. Thank you, Lord God. Thankfully, during the tornado, no one was hurt, besides the four people that tragically died. Around the area, you can see uprooted trees, downed power lines, and homes that have been ruined. Even those that have their homes intact went all night without electricity. Luckily, with the help of local churches, volunteers, Red Cross, and T-Mobile, an emergency shelter was provided at the Newburgh Armory. ABC 7 Eyewitness News came to exploit the tragedy and did so after hours of sitting parked in their van, probably exchanging hand jobs and asking each other if they look skinny. Meanwhile, real heroes like this handsome young man set up cots, hauled in food and water, and even helped some of the young lady volunteers by looking at their asses in their yoga pants and thinking of them naked. The uplifting response of unity that filled the city after the storm subsided was also acknowledged on social media. At Carly A. Fisher tweeted, "Newburgh gets slammed by a tornado and the town responds by grilling mussels and oysters." Others, like at Ori Givens, provided information on the storm. And fun fact shared by at Tethumbmaster. Some shared their chilling stories of grief, like Patrick O. Chang. Needless to say, this is a tragedy that has undergone the city of Newburgh. But thanks, yet again, to heroes like Ryan Katsu Angel Boy Rivera, the city is now safe and sound. This is Braden Mascara with the Crime Report Weatherport, AccuWeather Radar Doppler Weather 9 News. Pat, back to you.
Thank you for that report, Brandon Mascara. We have a guest here tonight who is an author of books about crime in New York City and brother of the co-host of Trump, Patrick Downey Jr. Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
Very good, thank you. Both juniors, yes.
Yes. I always include it with the second name there. It's a weird empty. It's weird having the empty chair there, huh?
Yeah, we can crop
it. Can we get someone to fill it?
I think we could.
Okay, who do you suggest?
Somebody of blood relation to the guest would be ideal.
Come on, where are we going to find that?
Well, we just so happen.
You have a parent here? You have a
if I can call someone for you.
Oh, yeah, get on the horn. Maybe we could have him bring some bacon. At any rate, yeah, we'll let it go for now. He's saying, well, please join. Oh, yeah, there
ladies
he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, if you're in town, Kevin, why don't you stop by? We're doing a show.
Oh.
Let me know. Hey.
Wow, that was fast.
Now that is swift.
You know, yes. He's,
look at that.
There when you asked for him. Wow, that's amazing. Now, which one of you is older? It's nuts. That's nuts. You look like the younger one.
I dye my hair.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you guys have a distinct difference in style. Patrick, the author, what your book is...
The Responsible One.
Yes, Gangland. Is that
Gangster
right?
City.
Gangster City. I'm so sorry. Gangster City. Tell me something about Gangster City. What do we learn when we read that? What are we entertained by?
When you read Gangster City, my first book of many, you will learn about the perhaps the gangsters you are not so much familiar with that,
oh, okay.
Did their crimes in New York from 1900 to 1935.
Right. It stands to reason that there would be a lot of them that we never, I mean,
there are
the number of crimes that go unreported. And right. Then unreported.
And everybody just thinks the mafia because of all the movies, The Godfather and everything over the last 50 years. But
sure.
Sure, the Italians played their part, but there were plenty of Irish, plenty of Jewish, Chinese. Everybody was...
Chinese gangsters.
Yes. Chinatown. Very bloody. Very, very bloody.
Really? Yeah, yeah. What was the, name of the China gang? Yeah.
Tongs.
Tongs?
Tongs.
And they were, what was their drugs, I would assume?
Opium, yes.
Opium, yeah.
Also gambling. They did.
Because, yeah, people, they think of, gambling as a harmless vice, but drugs, dirty business.
The street with the most murders is the one you just said.
Pell Street.
Pell Street. And it's literally this long. But it has more murders than any other street.
Literally this long.
You can touch it, each side, like this.
Yeah,
you can pretty much touch each side.
It's a millennial use of the word literally, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Literally this long. Okay. But that's short. And you would think, yeah, the one with the most murders would be like Broadway or some shit like that, right? But no.
Pell
Street?
Very bloody, yes.
P-E-L-L?
P-E-L-L.
We'll have to go down there.
Chinatown.
Do a little broadcast
from
there.
Give you a tour.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea. We should do that. We should do like a like an app that people can get that has a tour of all some of the bloodiest places in New York City. People think of New York City now as kind of like being cleaned up, and I guess it is compared to the 90s when, you know, we had like a couple of thousand murders in 90. Now we're down to like 300, which is, there's still plenty, I guess. There's other ways people measure crime. As someone who's a student of crime, what do you think of the best indicators of like when crime is bad? Crime-wise.
What are the indicators?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, if it's... Because there's still a lot of shootings, fewer murders, so that's just advances in medical science, right?
Yes. The time I say Prohibition era, it's much different because you had the rum runners, the bootleggers.
Right, right, right.
Killing...
Yeah, the Kennedys, basically.
Yes, killing each other. But you also had bandits. Every day, it was... I mean, now you get someone run into a 7-Eleven, but at this time you had gangs, like 5-6 guys with machine guns and shotguns who went around.
Jesus.
It was a daily thing.
What would they rob?
Payrolls, actually. Mm. This was in the days before direct deposit. Mm-hmm. So you had factories.
A lot of cash.
A lot of cash. And the owner of the company usually went to the bank, maybe with someone else.
You would think.
They get the payroll, $5,000 or whatever in cash, because I used to dole it out in envelopes at the time. And someone at the factory might say, you know, hey, payroll comes in this day or whatever.
Drop a dime or whatever.
He's walking to the bank. Maybe it's only two blocks, but he's walking to the bank. All of a sudden, a Buick pulls up. Five guys with shotguns jump out. Take the dough.
And would they often go ahead and kill the guy for good measure, or were they
occasionally?
Occasionally, but not always. Probably
not always.
Depending on if they put up a fight, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes they would give it up, but other times they would shoot it out.
Yeah, so,
yeah. There's plenty of armed robbery. And
was that a lot of out of town guys, or was that mostly like?
No, that's what's strange. They would live in the city itself. They might be a gang in a neighborhood in the Bronx. Then they come down to Lower Broadway. Do a job, lay low for a week or two, and then hit somewhere else. And
just make a living, just trying to get by, huh?
Exactly.
So speaking of trying to get by, what would happen to, was that money insured? What about the workers? I don't want to sound like a cobby, but I mean, like, was there some way they would get paid? Or were they just like, oh, sorry, payroll got stolen, so you're free this week?
I would suspect the company owner would still be online to pay. I don't think, because otherwise, hey, I got robbed again, everybody.
That could
Thanks
happen.
For putting in that week of work.
3 weeks in a row.
Well done. These robbers. When did alcohol become legal again?
1933.
And so that's when crime really, so outlawing alcohol really did obviously like step this kind of shit up quite a bit.
Oh, it changed. I mean, it changed everything.
Like, yeah, it changed everything.
It made so much money because prior to Prohibition, you had the corner thugs, neighborhood thugs, who would work for the politicians. Mm. You know, get the vote out, and you know, okay, maybe I'll knock. If you get arrested, I'll help you out. But once Prohibition came around and the criminals got uber rich,
yeah, they're like, goodbye, politicians.
Politicians started. What can I do for you? it changed everything. Yes.
Wow, that's when the thugs took over in politics. I always wondered when that moment was, and that's when. So they would have thugs that would do what for them? Like sort of just vandalize shit, hurt people, intimidate people, get people to vote a certain way.
Yeah,
whatever you want thugs to do.
Right. On election day, you know, beat everybody up. You know who to vote for, right? I told you who to vote for.
Now,
they just stuff the ballot box and.
It's changed now, though. It's changed completely. Now they're all on Twitter. All those thugs.
I got a question.
Yes, please.
Best gangster movie?
Miller's Crossing.
That's what I was going to say. Have you seen it?
Love Miller's Crossing. Yeah. Me hat. I lost me hat.
The dialogue's
for me hat. Yeah.
Why would they take his wig?
Ruggs Daniel. Why would they take his hair? That's a great. It's one of the best Coen Brothers movies, I think. I put it up there with all the other
guys.
You know what I like else? The other one by them is The Man Who Wasn't There. You seen that one? With you seen it?
Bob Thornton, right?
I thought you were going to say The Apple Dumpling Gang, but.
Right. Well, that's in the top five. Coen Brothers, Apple Dumpling Gang.
My Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. that's tough to pull off. He's trying to open a barber shop in that one. Neither of you guys saw that one. The Man Who Wasn't There, black and white, and what's her name is in it? What's the red haired lady's girl's name? Scarlett Johansson and Tony Soprano. Whatever his name is.
James Gandolfini.
Oh, right. Goddamn. Sorry, James.
It's a very delicate situation.
Oh, my God.
Other people are in it, too. Yeah, it's got, you know what? The guy from Miller's Crossing who runs the Italian mob, isn't it? Remember him?
Toledo?
Tired of getting the high hat. That guy, yeah. Good movie. Why don't we talk about some crimes? You guys want to hang out and talk about some crimes?
Crime.
All right, why not?
Don't forget to mention, there's a poll going on Twitter that your viewers should look at.
That's right. There is a poll on Twitter that you should look at. It's Dom And his handle is at Friday's Dom. What is it? At what?
You can just go to Trump the Podcast. It's there.
Go to Trump the Podcast. It's there. You retweeted it?
Yeah.
Okay. So go to at Trump the Podcast.
On Twitter.
All right. Yeah. It's just if you want to see more Trump, then it gives you a choice. More Trump or just like the same amount of Trump, like one show a week. Or you can say if you want more. We just want to know. You know what I mean? Like, oh, because I also co-host that show. full disclosure, we do that show. All right. Yeah. Sounds great. What's the next story, Ryan? Can we do whatever, or are we sort of bound by an order here?
Well, we could go by an order of national, international. And national, it covers, you want me to give you an overview? There's four crimes or five crimes there.
National?
Yeah, national. We got New York City, Kentucky, Houston, California, okay. And Texas.
Texas.
There's the Midtown lawyer.
I would vote Kentucky if I had a vote.
Yeah, Kentucky? Well, we're going to... Oh, okay, I see. So yeah. We're talking about the angry... Oh, this is New York. Starts in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. This is the big story this week in New York City. There's nothing
we
else...
We got that... We have a read, but we also have the Twitter poll.
What is he, deaf?
Twitter poll.
We did that.
He's pulling it up.
You got to do the quick in. Just real quick in.
Support for our show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence to... Am I on camera? No, yes. Nobody puts baby in a corner except you guys. You're the only ones. Let it go. Plays a big role in your life and family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident that you're getting the right mortgage for you. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a online process. No, it's a transparent online process. It gives you the confidence you need to make an informed decision. It's convenient. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. Very important website. Please go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. I don't get paid. I don't know how it works, but unless you go there personally, I don't get paid. If you want me to get paid. If you don't want me to get paid, don't do anything, because that's what will happen. rocketmortgage.com/compound. I need the money. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We don't ask much from you here, but this week I'm afraid we have to ask you to please buy a house. Now, big story in New York this week is, because there's not enough going on in New York. I mean, there's a lot of things, but this is by far the most important. This has gotten a lot of coverage. A Midtown lawyer yelling, and why is this redacted, for Christ's sake? Why am I looking at a redacted script? What is this? Is this from the FBI?
It's supposed to be highlights, but...
From the deep state?
Is it unreadable?
I don't know. You be the judge.
Let me see.
Is this unreadable?
That looks unreadable and redacted, yes.
Yeah, see, that's why. That's the meaning of redacted.
I'm sorry.
You've redacted my script. Only the important shit, right? Because that's what you highlight.
It literally is the only important shit is now gone. I could read some of the deets, but that's be an odd shift of power.
What, do you have an unredacted copy? Basically, there's a video this week of a guy. He's in a restaurant, and he starts, he's like fucking talking about, people not speaking English, you know? You should speak English if you're my country. And he says, I pay your welfare. Least you can do. You get the balls to come in and live off my dollar. Hey, you should speak English. Okay. Well, that used to be on, Archie Bunker, shit like that. It's no. In fact, my dad said that every day of my life. That's all I ever heard. Shit like that. You know what I mean? It's not that unusual of a comment, It's what white people say when you're not around. So give me a break. This is hate speech now. They want to disbar this guy. A fucking, what do you call it? you know, the banditos with the instruments. What do they call them?
Mariachi.
Mariachi band shows up at his house, playing outside his house. That's a good protest. Here's some lovely music for you. You know, if it, like, this is supposed to irritate him. I mean, it is irritating. They're acknowledging how irritating that is. You know, you're in a restaurant or they come over and play. You're on the subway. They go, hey, 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 hey. And now if I could come and, like, as, like, we are going to bug you so much.
All he had to do.
Mariachi music.
All he had to do was tip them and they'd go to the next house.
So let's see this awful video of what happens. This guy's an attorney, by the way. Angry racist.
Clients, your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking
English. Very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
Every person I listen to, he's spoken, she's speaking it. It's America.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by the
car. That's my favorite line.
We're starving immigrants. What the fuck, Kevin? Why are they making such a big deal out of this shit?
Well, first of all, I'm guessing she's portly. Because he ended with the sandwich slam.
Oh, God, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And they're making such a big deal.
One of those rare, short, fat Mexican women.
Yes. You see it once in a while.
I've seen one of those. Not since I was at a Days Inn.
Those unicorns. They pop up now and then.
Oh, my God.
Because he's a racist white guy.
Right.
He's sick. And I'll be honest, I've had a lot. I've been that guy. Like today, someone called me and they go, delivery. I said, I didn't order anything. Delivery. I said, well, what address are you looking for? Speak of Spanish?
A delivery?
No, I don't speak Spanish. Delivery? I just had to hang up on him.
Jesus.
It just went nowhere. So I get the frustration, but he's the racist white guy.
Yeah, he's the racist white guy du jour.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there may or may not have been white people slaughtered by minorities this week, but we're not going to see that.
No.
Because that doesn't sell as well as racist white guy.
Patrick, when did the media get so goddamn leftist?
I would say last 10 years, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because having read newspapers, whatever, from 100 years ago, that it wouldn't have made the newspapers.
And no, of course not.
It would have been. And
it's a new phenomenon, right?
Half the stories you're talking about earlier today, they would have been almost like feel-good stories in a newspaper.
Right.
Teacher married her student. Isn't that good? Yeah,
good for her. Yeah, you're right. It seems as if our kind of our national bar for outrage has gotten so low, or maybe just so different.
100 years ago would have been hero lawyer points out language problems in New York City.
Yeah,
there's something I just
hero lawyer
read this week. I was doing some research. It's from 1928. It was a 4-year-old boy puffing on a cigar.
Uh huh.
And said, "Here's Jimmy. Whatever. He's been smoking cigars every day since he was 2." And the doctors thought it might be bad for him, but it turns out he's more advanced than other 4-year-olds, so keep on puffing Jimmy.
Hey.
How would that play out today? His parents would be in jail.
Yeah. And then, that course brings us to our sponsor tonight, cigarettes. That's right. Smoke them if you got them, and if you don't got them, get them. Cigarettes, they're available anywhere you can get them. And some places they're a little more expensive than others. New York City, $25 a pack. Right. Because of new tax. But get them in New Jersey, considerably less. Pennsylvania, way less. If you live in Florida, why aren't you smoking? Cigarettes. That's a ridiculous story, that whole thing with the bodega. And that has been nonstop coverage, too. They love it when they get a video of somebody doing something allegedly racist. In a Kentucky middle school, a Kentucky middle school teacher facing multiple charges after investigators say he had an inappropriate relationship with a student. WDRB reports John, 66-year-old John Carriel. It's already inappropriate. He's 66. It's a May-December molesting. at Grayson County Middle School was charged with the distribution of obscene matter. Ooh, what could that be? Do we have video of this? Do we have some obscene matter?
No.
What? Why? I've never heard of that crime. Distribution of obscene matter.
He pulled out.
Semen.
And there came the distribution. It was only a tablespoon. Jesus Christ. First degree sexual abuse. Second degree sodomy. That came up right when I said sodomy. There he is, the sodomite.
Yeah, he heard you.
Distributor of obscene matter. It's engaging in the prohibited use of electronic communication system to provide a minor or peace officer.
Yeah, what is that?
To procure. Okay, this is the engaging in the prohibited use of an electronic communication system to procure a minor or peace officer for sexual offenses. So if you've got a cop friend, you can't hop on the PA and be like, hey, time to fuck.
I guess not, yeah. That's the electronic means.
I know what this is. It's what's that show that they have where they, you know, they
to catch
entrap
a
fucking, to catch a predator kind of thing. Predator kind of thing, yeah. That must be what the electronic communication system.
Okay, gotcha.
Chat messages, and he thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old, but he's talking to some cop. I knew a girl who started doing that after I dated her. She later on went on to, like, a lot of guys in jail.
Really?
I would talk to her. I'd get an erection just from her voice. So, I mean, I say those guys didn't have a prayer.
No.
They were already bent that way. She's like, I'm 15. And, I mean, her
with
voice.
An accent?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, but not, like, you know, not hickish, but, you know, definitely there. She was a
Virginia.
What do you call it? Yeah, down in Tennessee. She was a
was her daddy a coal mine?
Seventh-day Adventist, whose dad hit her and stuff like that, I think. Or was angry. Man, some woman who's been afraid of her dad when she was a kid. That is a good woman. That's going to be a fun woman. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, but abuse does have good results sometimes.
Yep.
There is something to be said for it. Okay, so no video. We do have video of a Houston musician and friend whose cars were stolen in the same night. Oh, my God. Now, this is a lighthearted story. A Houston singer known for a song he wrote about after Hurricane Harvey. He's now needing a little help himself after his car and the thousands of dollars worth of music equipment inside were stolen from right in front of his home. He then found his friend. He found out his friend's brand new F-250 was taken the very same night. How about that? Both cars stolen the same night.
Hmm.
Is that really that nuts? Is that pretty? That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Too much.
Are you hiding?
Of a coincidence.
Do we have any? It says there's video here.
Hurricane Harvey now needs a little help himself. His car and thousands of dollars worth of music equipment inside was stolen right from in front of his home. Come on now.
Janelle Bluta joins us now, and he wasn't
come
the
on
only
now,
victim
man.
Here, Janelle.
Come on, bro.
That's right. Well, Max Sloan was actually in Nashville at the time for a performance when his Tahoe was taken, but then he found out his friend's brand-new Ford F-250 was taken the very same night.
Can you pause it?
Now they both want other drivers.
That is a meaty woman right there, isn't it? That is a meaty, full-flavor, fucking jump-in-there-and-get-it woman. Now, the other woman who's on the desk looks like a fucking giraffe.
Drivers to know
she,
what
she
they
should
didn't.
Be drinking from a stream someplace in the Congo.
The white girl is a Seventh-day Adventist.
Look at that. Look, yeah, exactly, yeah. That is a hell of a neck. They just have the buildings there for scale, I think. Like, look, this is what... It's like, that is a crazy woman's neck. I like how it's slow motion. We get to see her just blink there. Like, oh, you're making her come to life.
Look at the side eye.
Come on, man.
I think she's flirting.
It was taken the very same night.
No,
now they
not
both
the same
want
night.
Other
yeah,
drivers
that's right.
To
that
know
woman's a lot of fun
they
in
didn't.
Bed. Promise you.
It was his very first show.
I had enough of the story I've had.
It's
just second, that's over. Let's see. Man kills three children, ex-wife's boyfriend, then self. That's funny. Ponder, Texas. Man walked into a home Wednesday morning, shot his three children, his ex-wife, and her boyfriend before turning the gun on himself. See, I don't understand that last shot. Do you, Patrick? You killed everybody you hate.
Enjoy the moment.
Life just got better, you know? Only survivor is the man's ex-wife, Amanda Simpson. She took to Facebook Live from her hospital bed to express grief. Come on, man. We must have that video, right? Can we look?
Ex-husband is to blame for the shootings. Detectives are still trying to figure out what set that ex off before he killed himself. One thing we know for certain.
I guess nothing is certain.
It's playing Buddy Holly. On a...
One thing we know for certain
is look at her. Take a look at her.
She
this
looks.
This guy looks like a re.
She is. Yeah. She looks as if she's dazed and almost murdered by her axe. That is a.
This thing's shitting
it just stopped on us.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's I guess that's all that then. Yeah,
that person's not meant to be famous.
I just don't understand that. Sometimes a guy will kill his whole family, the dog and everything like that. If he's 85, he blows his head off, you know? But I don't understand a younger guy doing that. You got a whole life ahead of you, you know what
Have
I mean?
Have a beer.
Yeah.
Enjoy the moment you created.
Exactly, you know? Like, the cops are coming. Don't worry. This is going to happen soon enough.
Finally.
Right. Peace. As soon as the gun smoke settles, you know, you are in the clear. Does she talk now? Do we get to see this woman talk? From her, who does Facebook Live when a fucking all your kids are dead, your fucking boyfriend's dead? I need to, you know, this is going to be big. It's going to go viral, you know? That Facebook Live's for promoting shit.
I know someone who died a couple years ago. She was probably 43, died of cancer.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of her boyfriend, or maybe they were married, husband. Yeah, they were married now. Kissing her good, like she's dead, and he's giving her a kiss on the cheek, and someone's taking the picture. And you know they had to shoot it four or five times to get the right. Now, can you see, you know, hold on, which I found repulsive.
Yeah.
The shot.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how often that happens, that kind of like, you know, oh, let's try that again. Run back from the beginning.
Ooh, we got this chick.
Medieval time.
We have the chick. All right, let's see her. Yep. Thank you.
I wish there was a pray button instead of a play button, so you could pray that it would work. Nah, me.
That was, I don't. Know I hear a voice over there, but I sure don't see much.
I really wish it worked. I don't know what's going on. It's a sight.
It worked every time we didn't play it.
that's what happens when you play it. That's what fucks the whole thing up.
It just
start playing that.
It doesn't
shit.
Want you to see it.
We got the driver with the autistic girl and the bus driver.
Okay, let's go to that.
His world needs an enema.
Yes, it does.
Here's the lady, Kimberly Clopson. Kim the Clop.
Oh, you know she's guilty with that.
Related to Keith the Clop?
I don't know what that is.
Clopson.
Okay, that's Kimberly Clopson, the school bus driver. She's like, hi, yeah, I'm the racist or autistic picker on her or something.
You should see her husband sigh.
Yeah.
Oh, Cyclops, folks.
You should see your husband sigh. It's like this.
I meant Cyclopsin.
Yeah, Cyclopsin. Cyclopsin.
Keep your eye on this guy.
So go to at Friday's Dad Dom. That's the guy's. If you don't, I mean, and vote on that poll. It's just a simple request, simple ask. If you want to see more Trump, stop texting me, people. What are we up to? I don't know. Gosh,
last I checked, it was 100 votes, and it was 77 to 23.
Oh, okay. Well, right now it's 76 to 24. What the fuck? Who would vote like for one show? It cost anything? Help. Help. I sound like a Pomeranian asking for help, right? Our audience is getting a little restless, I think. You look restless. Hi. We have visitors from... Oh, here we go. Look at that. Yeah, all you got to do... Yes, more Trump podcast. If you click no, what the fuck's wrong with you? Just vote yes. Look at all those retweets. Look at all those likes and loves. Yep.
115 votes. And what is it?
Oh, right. Sign up to Twitter, guys.
What's the score now?
Yeah, what is the score? Let's check it. Let's see if we've moved the needle.
We'd have to be logged in here. I'll check on my own computer.
Okay, yeah. We want a fully functioning Twitter page. Oh, a comment. Oh, God knows why I don't want to take a chance on looking at that live in the moment. Yeah. It's probably Keith saying, I don't care. What do you think? I take my suggestions from... All right. So three children, ex-boyfriend, ex-wife's boyfriend, then self. Didn't kill the ex-wife. Just the boyfriend and self.
Did he try to and she lived?
God, he must have, right?
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital, yeah. Okay,
are they just... his kids or the boyfriend's kids?
His three children, it says. Wow. But, I mean, if you're getting rid of, like, the kid's parents, trying to anyway, you don't want those fucking kids to, you know, suffer from your...
Pat, I got the numbers. I don't know.
Why do you have it? Okay.
The numbers are 76% yes, more Trump podcast.
Well, that's 3 out of 4 people want more Trump.
Yes, that's
3 out of 4 compound subscribers say more Trump.
That's a majority.
We're assuming they're compound subscribers. They could just be people that don't like us.
Yeah.
Those other ones probably are. All the ones who said yes, of course we're compound subscribers.
Yeah.
It could be people that watch the show and are like, nah, that's enough.
No, you see... That hurts my ears right there. Hurts my feelings. Yeah, well, okay, let's do this kidnapping story. This kidnapping story. Of course, I was being sarcastic before by saying, like, it's a big racist deal, what the guy did, but a kidnapping, big deal, right? This is a big deal. Mexico's a shithole to go to. Jennifer and Frank Masabki traveled to Mexico and had recently gotten engaged, looking for potential locations to host their wedding. They rented a car. Somebody ran into the back of them. They got out. Well, let's inspect the damage, you know, like as trusting American people do. They were taken at gunpoint then. They descended upon them hostage in their own car, I guess. They commanded the couple to remove all their jewelry, blindfolded Frank. They drove to a second location. This is a chilling thing. This woman says that the guy looked at her and said, this is going to get a lot worse for you. Oof. And indeed it did. They said to start thinking of people to call in the U.S. for ransom. And after hours being held hostage, several violent altercations and a failed attempted rape, the two were able to free themselves. Frank found police. He ran and found police. They returned to get Jennifer, who was hiding in a tree.
Where was this?
Mexico.
Wow.
It was the report was filed with Mexico City officials.
Oh, their English was perfect. You better call someone. This is going to get worse for you.
Oh, that was. Well, you see, they speak Spanish. They're fluent in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they said. Yeah, I should have mentioned that detail. Yeah, they're not like the kind of American tourists go down. We want a cup of coffee. Wait. How do you say sandwicho? You know, what I mean, they weren't like that. They were fluent. You know, not that that gives you a reason to get kidnapped and raped and shit, but because that's the kind of traveler I am. I'm not learning anything. I mean, you've been to France. You don't try to speak French. I'm not going to act like an infant for these fucking people to be amused by. Mexico City's remain top tourist destinations. These two are telling their story to caution other Americans headed to the country. Cancun, other Mexican vacation cities, top destinations, but. Several safety warnings. If you work for the U.S. government, you can't even go there. They won't let you go to Mexico if you're because they then you're going to get that's you could be a target.
This could happen to you. This is the before, and this is the after.
Let's see the after.
Bam.
Oh wow! How was your vacation?
I was going really good, and then you know,
yeah. It's like
I want a Mexico home.
Celebrate a little too hard over there. Yeah. Look at that.
You hit your nose on the margarita rim?
She looks like she had a little too much tequila, huh?
Hey.
Must have ate the worm that night.
Tequila Mockingbird.
I like the way she pulls her knees up so we can't see. It says my brain is, and that's probably a very funny, ironic shirt.
Yeah. It's 80% stronger than.
I think you should make an ate the worm reference to an attempted rape victim.
Oh.
I find that offensive, Pat.
Then get out of here! You don't belong here, Kevin. That's all we do is mock people.
I know.
It's really just trying to pick around the edges for the humor. And God, I'm you know, if we have to make a look at, he's got a bird on his shirt, for Christ's sake. That is a guy from Portlandia, for God's sake. You know what I mean?
Now, wait a minute. Why'd they beat her up and not him?
Hmm.
She's probably mouthy.
She resisted the. There's no rape to resist for the guy.
Right. They're not trying to rape that guy, so they don't need
it. We don't know that.
Oh, that's true.
He was open to it.
He's like, come on, you guys can have this. Come on. Why do you want that woman?
Come on, Pedro. Let's see what you got.
Get it. Come on, you banditos. The rapido banditos. Wait, the cheezo. How about that? Now, we have a lot of videos to look at. I don't give a shit how long it takes. This show is going on because you know what? You guys fucked up. That's one.
Did you see this one about the woman at the Tim Hortons?
No, let's look at that. I want to see a woman at Tim Hortons ordering donuts, coffee, early morning shit before she gets on the road.
It's a little more than that. She's pissed.
This is great. This guy, it'll happen. Just wait for it.
What, is this some sort of dispute?
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I'm angry. Uh-oh. Oh, this is a good way to protest. Wow. What is she? Oh!
It's a log of shit. She throws it. Yeah.
Oh, man! And throws it. He immediately backs off.
You put that in reverse. Can you go reverse on that? Yeah. Flies right up there. I want to see the turd fly into her butt. Ooh. And back in. Ooh, look at that. Jesus Christ. She really had to go. How many donuts did she eat?
She should be hired at a Baskin Robbins.
This is not
dropping some soft serve.
Not the way you start a Ramadan.
Soft serve. Ramadan.
Oh my God, she's got a great ass for a public shitter. You know what I mean? You usually see a public shitter, you hear about that. You don't expect him to be sexy, but I'm kind of turned on. You know?
Oh, she had some nice cheeks.
Is that all we're going to... Wait, don't you want to watch that a few more dozen times? I don't think we've quite maxed out the entertainment value of that. I want this on a loop every show and ready to access at any time.
The dripping is the worst.
Yeah. She's like, why hold anything in? She scooped it up like it's... Look, she... So she put it down on a napkin,
she
right?
She her hands at the end.
That's a bare hand. That's a bare hand scoop.
I don't. Is it? Because I think it's on a napkin. Does she?
I can't tell.
I think she lays a napkin down. Can we pan down to the floor where the shit is? Yeah. Let's see her grab it.
I'm telling you, it's a bare hand grab.
Is it? Oh boy.
Shit to floor. Shit to hand. Hand to employee.
I don't know, because look how clean it comes up. There's no way it comes up that clean if it's a, you know what I mean?
Well, she heats healthy, so.
She takes Geritol.
I can't tell. It looks like a bare hand grab, but.
Yeah, it is.
But then again, it's so clean, see? I think she's grabbing a napkin there.
Less so bare-handed, monkey-handed is.
Yeah,
that's hand style.
This is a chimp move.
Did she wipe her ass?
I don't know, but her shoelaces are on
time. She wipes her ass and throws
that. Too. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey. Just for good measure.
We know why.
You don't want to, it's because if you flush that stuff, it stops up the toilet. It's a paper towel. Yeah, you can't.
Did not give her the key to the restroom. What?
I think that must have been a problem. You wouldn't let her take a piss.
Yeah,
or
you know, Mexicans.
The coffee was cold.
You have to buy something if you want to use the bathroom. Okay,
that's probably exactly what happened. Yeah. But in Mexico, they don't. They throw all their toiletries, the toilet paper, in the trash. I used to work at a greenhouse where Mexicans. You know, and share the bathroom, and then the trash bin would be full of shit towels.
Ew.
It was crazy.
Man, yeah. That is like, I bet it stinks in there, huh?
Yep. I heard the same thing was in Canada, too, right?
In Canada? I don't know. Any Canadians?
I've been there a lot.
Come in and tell us about your restrooms.
They know how to flush their toilet paper.
That's a first world shit. Where is this?
Was in Canada.
Where in Canada?
Tim Hortons.
The town of Tim Hortons. Hortonsville. It's been in Hortonsville.
It's the capital, yeah.
Oh, my God. How about that? My God. Yeah. That was something else. Okay.
British Columbia, Canada. Sorry. Right. Langley City.
Let's go to the... Yeah, packing a bag, taking a trip. Can we go to the next...
this one is...
I hope... There's no answer. Take the volume down just a kind of... Please. Here we go.
Tyler, you're newest. Oh.
We're good. That's good. We're all good. Now we have obviously a high-speed chase.
This is convicted felon and child molester Jose M. Pietre, 55 years old.
So he's just let go a hostage?
Well, he shot his baby mama and her new boyfriend, wounding her but killing him.
What?
And then cops lead off on this chase.
So they are firing away. He must be armed.
This guy has an assault rifle. He just starts shooting at him.
Oh, my God.
Officer Joseph Dixon. Any relation?
No.
Okay.
But I wish there was.
And then, the scary, blurry, humanoid-shaped being bursts from the car in charge of the officer, deflects it, lets it run to safety as he focuses on the murderer, pedophile, Officer Dixon appears to motion for the man to get out of the ground, but he decides not to and pulls out the gun instead, promptly shot by Officer Dixon.
Well, you know what? You know, I think what we have here, the unfortunate case of a guy molesting, murdering, and attacking cops while Mexican.
That's profiling.
Hey, exactly, profiling. Felonies while brown. Can't do it. Can't do it if you're a POC. Let's go to the next video. Do we have a guy nodding off in the car? Can we look at that?
Do we have that?
Yes.
Okay.
You should.
We also have this. This is a request.
Oh, another one?
Hey, by Kevin Downey Jr.
Look at that plop.
Wow. Now, that's obviously not over a dispute. That is just a fucking biological need.
Yeah.
That had to be heated. Look at that. Oh.
You can tell she's healthy, too. One clean plop.
I don't know. I don't think that looks very healthy. I don't think that's how you measure health always, is just strictly by the consistency of their feces that they shit in public with.
That's fast.
If she can't hold it until she gets to a bathroom, that's not healthy.
Is this a thing now? Some guy.
It's supposed to be new. Or shitting.
I think a principal in New Jersey got busted for doing it. He'd run at the track every morning.
That's
and
right. He was a superintendent. That, yeah. He was beyond a principal. He was like the superintendent of schools, the guy who calls it whenever it snows and says snow day. This guy was shitting all over the field every morning, fertilizing. So you're going to that nodding off video?
You missed it.
These do. Oh my good.
He's dropping trout.
By the way, if you're
that's what I gave him.
Yeah.
That's why I run out.
If you're traveling at night, avoid traveling at night on small roads there in Mexico. Watch your drink being poured. Be particularly careful at bars and nightclubs. Be vigilant when going to ATMs and use an ATM at your hotel resort if possible. Enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, STEP. And you'll receive alerts, make it easier for you to be located in an emergency and contact the nearest embassy. That's your crime report. / whoever wrote this originally plan. Oh, that's from the State Department. You know, we're in affiliation with the State Department at all times. Waiting for that video.
We got a correction on that gun. What is the gun?
We had a Brady from Colorado call and say that it wasn't an assault rifle. Like we said, it was like just a regular automatic rifle.
Yeah. So that, okay. That's what happens when the booth says shit. You're not correct about things.
Was it in that email? I'm not seeing it. What was it titled?
Motherfucker.
I don't.
Show the lady in the grocery store again.
Yeah, go and get.
Look at more poop.
Okay, how long it takes.
Where's the poop?
Yeah, show something.
Poop.
I'm on strike.
Where's the poop? There it is.
Yeah, look at that. Right there in the frozen foods. If you had to shit someplace, you're not going to go to the, you know, like the cookies and crackers.
They have a restroom.
I don't think she could make it.
Oh, she stops. She turns.
And here we go. Here we go. Oh, we'll have this up in no time. I got this shit figured out, guys. I got it all figured out. See? I'll just attach this file. This is fucking almost too easy. By the way, new episode of New York City Crime Report will be up at crimereport.nyc shortly after this show. That's how you can see it, crimereport.nyc, new show. Also, an interview upcoming with Gavin McInnes will be featured, and that episode, new one, has Seth Baron, who was also on Tucker Carlson recently. Did you see Seth on Tucker Carlson? That was fucking surreal. Yeah, really? He was on Tucker. Tucker!
Wow, how do you get that?
You know, he corresponds a little bit with Tucker, I guess, and he also predicted the Schneiderman thing with the AG. He said, you know, he said it was kind of an open secret. A lot of people knew that he was a pervert. I don't think everybody knew that he was calling brown women as brown, making them call themselves brown slaves and shit like that. It always seems like it's these SJW fuckers and people trying to save the world that end up doing this stuff, doesn't it?
Trump called it like 4 years ago.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah, he sure did. So by the way, also called Trump's victory, Seth did, back in March of that year, of the election year of 2016.
Really?
Here's what Trump has to do to win, and he's talking about flipping those three states, and he's gold. Here he is on Tucker.
To me.
I mean, it seems implausible to me that any elected official in New York State hadn't heard it. I don't know what I can say. I mean, Andrew Cuomo has been, you know, steeped in New York State politics for 40 years. He basically has a private army. He keeps tabs on everything and everyone. He's extraordinarily paranoid.
Yes, I know.
So I would imagine that he would know everything that everybody's up to at all times.
He's a thoroughly bizarre person. I've dealt with him. No, I agree. That's exactly the word that comes to mind, and I don't use it lightly. He's paranoid. He's a control person. There's no doubt.
What's up? A control person. Can we go to the video I just sent you, and I know you have in your inbox, and don't tell me no immediately? It was phrased like a question, but it was not an interrogative thing.
Is it a poop video?
No, it's this.
At the same time, the New York State Attorney General has unique powers.
We can still hear Seth. Turn it off.
You should, yeah.
Looks like us.
Here we got somebody sleeping in their car. Nodding off, more likely with heroin, I would say. Oh, right. I'm supposed to be driving.
That's. Good.
I thought there was going to be a cop.
That video is funny four different times, you know?
It is comical. Can we see the high speed?
He just, like, fucking wakes up, and the car just rolls forward immediately. You know, like, oh, yeah, all right. Hits the sign, runs over the sign.
All right, I'm going good. Don't worry about that. I'll just...
So stop. I did stop at it.
Oh, shit. I said the walk.
Oh, shit.
That's comical.
That's priceless, man. That's the lighter side of heroin use and driving, you know? Damn, that was funny. Patrick, where we can find your books, anyway?
Amazon.com.
All right, and that's under Patrick Downey. Not Patrick Downey Jr. His name is not Patrick Downey Jr. It's Patrick Downey. Take off the Jr. My bad. I thought that would be funnier than it was. Patrick Downey, no Jr. And I look forward to reading some of your stuff because, like, it's right up my alley, New York City crime and, like, good shit. You write it with more of a, like, kind of salacious kind of angle, or it's history, but also, like, wildly interesting?
Yeah, I don't try to be a sociologist and try to explain. And it just, yeah. He killed him, his wife, he got killed.
Telling a good
that's
story,
stuff I
right?
find interesting, yes.
Yeah.
Talk about the radio Tell thief the yet?
The radio thief? What radio thief?
The radio burglar, Paul Hilton.
Oh, no, talk about him.
One of the cool things about the old guys, they always got a nickname in the press.
Yeah.
This guy was the radio burglar, which you can probably guess why.
Stole radios?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One neighborhood in Queens, he would hit it about 36 times. He'd go into a person's house. Steal some other stuff, but radios. Yeah, that was his thing.
That's the common denominator. Was this when radios were huge?
This is the 20s when they're about the size of that.
Yeah, just like a big thing, right?
Walk into a
floor,
house.
A floor unit, yeah.
Grab it, walk to the nearest subway.
On the subway? You get away on the subway?
Get on the subway.
Jesus. That was.
He sold it to a radio store on the Lower East Side, so he'd go to Queens every night, steal. Bring back, get $10 for the radio next night, go over.
And the guy didn't have any kind of an idea, like, oh, this guy brings a radio in every night. He has pawned his radio 200 times.
Yeah, 36 times in the last 2 months.
I'd say this guy might be stealing. So, yeah, okay. That's a great one.
And he actually ended up shooting four cops, killing one.
Jesus.
Over radio.
Over
radio,
right?
Because it started, you know, when are you going to catch the radio thief? He's 24 robberies in this one neighborhood. So the cops would get out there. So they go out at night, and they went to one house because they got a call. I think someone's robbing my neighbor. So they go there. He walks out, sees the cop, and says, I live here. The cop's, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Runs.
He did that four times?
Yeah, he shot four cops.
Four cops, but that was in one instance?
No, different instances. They caught him another time. They chased him. He ends up running down an alley. A cop chases him, and he goes, "I'm a cop. He went that way." So the cop goes, "That way?"
Jesus.
Got him. Yes.
This guy is like the king of your shoelaces untied, isn't he? Wow. There he is right there. He's like, "I'm a cop. Why am I in jail? Let me out." Oh, okay. Let him out.
Wow, yeah.
It's something. That's the radio thief. The radio. What was his nickname?
Paul Hilton.
Paul Hilton. What was his nickname?
The radio burglar.
Radio burglar. Paul Hilton. He had a lot of. He would steal people's radios. The most expensive thing in the house at the time.
Probably.
Yeah, without the jewels and whatnot. Yeah.
But my favorite thing about him is wasn't he a baseball player?
Yeah, he was a baseball nut. When he was in prison, he was on the team. He was just really good. And he considered himself always in training, even though he was a burglar. So. When they arrested him, he's like, "Well, I train." And they're like, "Okay, what do you do for training?" He goes, "Well, I abstained from coffee, liquor, women, and pie." Well, he admitted
man
to smoking.
With no vices.
Smoking was his vice.
That's
Jesus. One of the reasons he outran the cops so much is just because
Oh, he had the wind, right? Yeah, how about that?
I love that pie was on the list.
No pie.
No pie.
No form of pie. Do we have any more videos?
We have
many more.
Oh, yeah.
Let's please look, and where are we at in the show time-wise? We're probably about an hour and 20 minutes, I bet. Maybe 15.
We got 2 minutes.
Two? No, we don't.
Well, we started late.
We started late.
We're giving ourselves the time on the end.
Yeah, we're doing the restart.
3 minutes.
Show a video. All
right. Show the Tim Hortons pooper with Benny Hill music.
We're just talking to you. Open the door.
Talking to me for what, sir?
Yackety scat.
Open the door. Open the door. Oh, shit! Good!
Louisville, this happened on March 31st, 2012. Department of Justice responded to a report of a suspicious person inside a vehicle. Hit the Jefferson County Department complex, and the cops arrive on the scene. They spot the vehicle, contact the three individuals inside. Wow, shit. Two individuals comply with the orders. A third, 20-year-old Elijah Eubanks, refuses to cooperate. You continue to not follow instructions until one of the officers attempts to force him out of the vehicle, and he did something. The following footage recorded on the body-worn camera system of the cops. Can't hear it.
There is no audio then.
There's no audio?
He's maybe Ryan should add
some. So whatever.
He's talking right at us. Yeah. Can you provide audio for this, Ryan?
Oh, sir, you're going to. But I didn't know that. What? Sir, you're going to have to just cooperate with me. No, I'm not getting that. Sir, you have to. You got that light in my eyes, nigga. I'm just. Oh, you want me to pop off? Or should I pop in?
No. There is audio.
Sir?
I was over.
That's not too
we
far.
We had a call.
It's exactly like
he'll be recognized in this car. And then
this
I think
is her house.
Okay.
This is his mom's car.
All right, well, chill for a second. We'll talk to you. If everything's fine, then we don't have a problem.
Please chill. Take a chill pill, dude.
Why are they stopping us? It's not like I have a gun or anything.
Open the door. What are you doing, sir?
We're just talking to you. Open the door.
No, talking to me for what, sir?
Okay. Open the door.
Smart position they've taken there.
Open the door.
Open the door.
Oh, shit! Good!
Gun.
Whoa. He's not moving. Show me your hands! Show me your hands! Motherfucker, you get right down the door. Get on the fucking ground. Get on the fucking ground.
Now, there's no need for him to talk to him.
Show me your hands!
Robbing him of his dignity.
Show me your hands! Stop moving!
I can't even see the guy.
Show me your hands, you stop moving!
Is my daughter down there?
Show me your hands! Quit reaching your pocket!
Is my daughter down there?
Can I come get my daughter?
No, you stay up there!
Can I go get my daughter?
Your daughter is an armed black man.
After making initial contact and getting two of them to exit the vehicle, comes clear. He has no intentions of following any instructions. Asks why he's being harassed, states that the vehicle belongs to the driver's mother. Both officers take up positions and the suspect. They flank the suspect.
That's it.
Okay, yeah,
that's
so he hops out.
That's a strategic place for him to stand, too. It's like behind.
Did he get shot? Guy. He got shot.
The cop?
No, the guy.
Oh,
Eubanks.
I believe
is
he did.
All right.
And for some reason, the problem has a cop. A problem with the cops. Deal with it. For some reason, save his life, too.
All right. Well,
so
I don't
think he's alive.
It seems almost as if we've died. Hit the peak on that one.
There's
Let's
more.
Go to the next.
There's more.
Okay.
There's more.
What do I know?
But wait, there's more.
You got him covered?
But then, this happened.
They're behind the car, Stuart.
I'm Casey Kasem. Guess what happens next? Shot him in the ass.
Number one with a bullet.
Okay.
Low hanging fruit.
Start EMS, start fire. We got a subject with GSW.
I saw blood, I got excited.
And
that guy fucking
let's go ahead and start a router
was so scared he blooded his pants.
Fuck.
He's shitting blood.
Dude, okay, where's everyone else at? There's two people on the other car, Stuart. I got him if you want to go to them.
Officer Pajama Pants over there.
We got this one shot. We'll shoot
no,
the other
you
two.
Stay up there! Stop moving, man.
Stop moving.
And,
okay, well,
that's up. Yeah.
Is there more to this? Does something happen? This is Louisville. I think we got it.
This is Louisville.
Unless this guy's about to get shot.
He pointed at me, got right out of the car, and he pointed
Boys
right at my
fucking...
We need to do first aid, okay?
Okay,
where you at?
Do you have your tourniquet pouch on you?
They're saving his life.
No, not your tourniquet. Get your kit. Get your kit. Where's he fucking hit at?
Take a look at that ass
put
real quick.
Right there on the car. Hey, get my car in the door. There's a tourniquet. Yeah. Get in the door.
They tried to say.
Everybody read that? Okay, good. All right, what's next? More video.
All right, next. I'm going to give you the option here. We got the full video of the water park. What the hell?
I think you should
just decline that.
Just go to the video, whichever one. We're going to look at both.
Okay.
Look at the breasts. This really is discouraging. You know? Turn 40 and you go trans. That's it. Start growing tits. I didn't mean to do that. I wouldn't have done those push-ups in my 30s.
You know
what? Known that they were going to turn to flab.
Remember that fight where the guy with no shirt and the pants? I really was going to take off my shirt and pull my pants out. I was like, there's no way, man.
Thank God for those breasts, right? Yeah, you don't want to come jiggling in here. With
Oh, no.
You're looking all right. I mean, I still, this is bad.
Where are you? Three tickets to Bentsville Jump. What is Jesus Christ?
That's right.
Middletown, Connecticut.
This
ride. Yeah, I'm going to show my one of your headquarters right now.
These are crazy men crashing into a hospital.
I can barely hear you over the video noise. There we go. What's going on?
He said he's a crazy man. He's going to crash his car into a hospital?
His Facebook Live video, we have aftermath of it, but he says... on a Facebook Live rant, Donald Trump, where are you? My name's Jesus Christ. I'm in Middleton, Connecticut, and I'm going to attack one of your headquarters right now.
Middlesex
Hospital's not safe.
That's one of his headquarters?
I didn't know that, but I guess so.
How about that?
He said, I've come to expose you as the Antichrist, protecting the Illuminati, the 1%, the 1% you've been trying to brainwash me to attack the police for I don't know how long. I know that you are their protector, and I'm going to attack one of your headquarters right now. Middlesex Hospital. Death to the Illuminati. Death to the World Order. The World Order is Jesus Christ.
Guy's been listening to too much Art Bell. Remember Art Bell?
Mm. The Drills? Yes.
Yeah. What was that show called?
Wild Encounters with Art Bell.
Coast to Coast?
Like
so, Coast to Coast. It's not Art Bell anymore. They got a new crazy. The Illuminati. Are they real? Werewolves.
There's the aftermath of him...
Oh, my God. Trump has suffered politically for this, too, hasn't he? More of a Trump thing, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Man, that's a bad fucking crash right there.
When did that happen? Didn't hear about that.
That's kind of shit that would happen on ER all the time. You know what I mean? That's like, we need explosions. It is a TV show.
Every episode, right?
Yeah, so I just always junkies, you know? And kid, little 17-year-old girls having babies and shit. I babied in my pants, y'all.
Oh, here's our favorite from before.
Different view.
Different
wild
angle.
Brawl at a water park in Wisconsin.
Take my shirt off.
Mount Olympus. Chairs became weapons.
His pants are down right there. His pants are at his ankles.
Where?
That guy.
Back up.
Watch.
He's pathetic.
See that guy? His pants are falling down.
What the hell did he...
Stands up.
Good God. Must be a long line at the corkscrew.
This kid gets punched. Thwonk. Ka-clunk.
That was a
dream vacation. Very nice.
I saw that too.
Nothing.
My daughter in there.
Nothing fun ever happens like that when I'm at the water park. Just somebody shits in the fucking pool, maybe. And they got to drain it, empty it, close it. And there was a kid who got beheaded on a roller coaster a few years ago in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get his head shot off.
It was in Cedar Point.
It was a really big one. The kid was like a. Was it Kings Island? Look up a kid beheading, Ohio amusement park roller coaster, shit like that. Yeah, and he was a kid of a congressman or something. It was on their big day. Like, where all these kids, certain kids, you get to go to the park and they run around and then whoop, clean off. It was a wire or something. It was in the wrong place.
Well, he lifted out of his seat.
Out of his seat.
Yeah, and so his head, he went too high. And
man, those warnings, they are not playing around, are they? You risk beheading. I should put that. I mean, at the severe of death, injury, or beheading.
This is the kid.
Before picture, obviously.
That's the slide.
Oh, wait, this is a water park, is it? Not a roller coaster. It's a water park.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got his head cut off at the water park.
Way enough to be on the ride or something.
The world's steepest and highest, what do you call a slide, water slide. Went down that. And it was his last ride.
Damn.
Look at that fucking drop. You got to be a crazy person to get on that. That would be the one ride I would avoid.
Ride will blow your mind.
This ride, yeah. Don't lose your head if you go down so fast. So.
This is like the King Deca of water slides. It's the King Decapitated of... The King Deca is a...
What reference are you making? Okay.
King Deca's
it's a badass roller coaster in Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, Drew knows what the fuck you're talking about.
And all the young viewers did, too.
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I don't have any. And if I do, stop watching. Young people, turn it off.
We got a brawl in a nail salon.
Okay.
This takes place.
Oh, you go!
Stop hitting me.
Oh, feel just so strong. It's a brawl in L.A. With brawl music is playing, too.
The guy.
Mr. Trump, I am going to ruin one of your nail salons.
Is he a robber?
He started punching somebody.
Started punching people.
Nothing wrong with that. What the fuck, dude?
It's a bad move.
She's trying to blow him. He's trying to fight her off, I think.
Oh.
Look at that. A cheer. Chairs are really handy to pick up and hit people with. You know, usually they're around.
It helps if I go from zero to Dudley Boys real quick.
Fucking my second wife hit me with a chair one time.
Really?
As a recliner.
Orlando. Holy shit.
Picked up a recliner and dropped it on me. That was something else. Watch it. Watch getting your nails done. What did he say?
Hit you with a recliner?
That was the joke.
Okay.
I guess it wasn't over the top enough. It was a throne at Westminster Abbey.
Not the worst thing I've heard happen to you in a male-female
That's
situation.
That's true, yeah. are we out of videos?
We got this is a crime report simulator.
Oh, crime report simulator of what we just saw. How ask it? That's not a full-blown one, though. You can't assemble them as we go. Type it into the machine
crime
for next week.
Crime report simulator.
Oh, yeah.
It's tables, ladders, and chairs.
Look at that nail salon. Yep, that's exactly what it looked like.
I'm going to think twice before I get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Normally, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
You would just go.
All right. That's a good one to end off on. The high def drop.
And there we go.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. How about... Oh, Junkyard Dog was taking it right there on the tip. Remember Junkyard Dog? Yeah, he was another one bites the dust. That was his theme song when he came in. So, all right, I guess the show's over. Are we? Because we're out of video, right? All right, fine. Let's see another video. Sorry. By the way, we have a new background. It's great. Okay, just look at it. What are we looking at here? Oh, boy, that is not advised. That is not a smart thing to do.
You
should
hit that guy immediately with a nightstick.
Not once they have him in their grasp. There's no reason to do that. That would just be... That would be violent. As a cop, I don't want to, but... Love to get some... Look at that. Jesus, what the fuck happens here?
Hit by a bus. Oh, ouch. God.
That is the mystery machine.
Scoop! We totally just hit a dude.
That tub thumping van.
Is the Mystery Machine in Scooby Doo?
God
right?
Damn! Gun Street good. East.
God, you have walked away.
Tough motherfucker, huh?
Oh my God!
Pick it up again.
He walks. You know. Well,
that's one of those tough kind of vests,
going
I guess.
To the
right?
Pub.
All right.
He's got hit by a
that's
bus.
Probably friends of his, right? Happy birthday!
Ah, now watch this.
Surprise! Ah. Enjoy.
Costco thieves run right out and into police custody.
Costco thieves
theft scheme, huh?
Running out to be apprehended.
That's correct. Seattle, Washington.
Cops this is where they out. Escape?
Yeah, they think they're escaping. Yeah, cops camp out and crack wise in the back of a Costco while the thieves are busy inside raiding the place, unaware they're about to get a not-so-nice surprise.
Huh.
I can feel what that would be like.
Yeah. Route 2.
They're laughing.
Brandon, grab an arm here.
Is that the best feeling in the world when you get to do
it? Work this time. So you block her in, and then as we get out, we pull her out. You hear them trying to kick that door open from the inside. So these guys all stand there waiting.
Hilarious.
Door goes, boop! They're all standing there with all the TV, with the computers
they have the
property hands.
With them?
Oh, yeah. And their hands are like, uh-oh, drop it. It's trying to take off, and they just grab them right there.
Wow, that was great. That was great. That's the cops doing shit like that all the time. You know, somebody was fatally shot or anything like that. There were no unarmed black men being just they do good work. Stop fucking with the cops. They are very important. They are indispensable, in fact. You know, more cops, more stuff. We talk about that a lot on Trump. We have a salute to service on Safe Space. This is Compound Media, the network for free speech and the network that supports the police, the law enforcement. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, of course. And Bob Dylan's all for it, too. Now, even if we have more video, we have to go. Show's too long. So we'll come back next week with more of this kind of thing. Thank you, Patrick Downey, for being here.
Thank you.
Go to Amazon.com to get books by Patrick Downey. You can follow him at Dead Guys in Suits on Twitter. And don't forget to vote on that Twitter poll. We would appreciate that. I'll see you in a few minutes, Kevin.
Right,
or,
back.
You know, we'll,
put a jacket on.
Whenever we shoot that thing that we do, yeah, Trump the Pocket. Thanks to our guests from out of town, coming from Minnesota. They came from Minnesota. They're fans of the Crime Report. They're here to see this. We have fans all over the country, fans all over the world, Bob Dylan included. And this gentleman right here is local, but we're still happy he's here. That's it. Okay, Ryan Katzer, very good job on everything. Good job in the booth. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Go to crimereport.nyc for the new thing. Later.